Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge, and this is a winner chicken dinner edition of the podcast. You may have heard over the last week, we have teamed up with jackrabbit.com here at the Kona Edge, and we're giving away four pairs of Hoka One One running shoes. And one every single week. So I mentioned yesterday that you need to get in the draw pretty quickly. If you missed out on this one, it's not too late. If you head over to jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge and get in the draw right now, you'll stand in line for the next pair that we'll give away in a week from now, plus the next two before the end of the month. So there's still three more pairs up for grabs. I'll be announcing the winner at the end of this edition of the Kona Edge. But if you want to find out more about Jack Rabbit and what they do, they are a group of specialty running stores. They've got a wide online presence to get you the access to the best selection of shoes and the widest range of sizes. And I mentioned last week when I checked Jack Rabbit out first time, I nearly burst into flames. I was so excited. I have huge feet, and you know what they say about guys with big feet. Yep, that's right. We wear big shoes, and I cannot find shoes for love of money here in South Africa. And Jack Rabbits have pretty much got every make, every sort of model in my size, which, I think it's amazing. So go check it out, okay? That's jackrabbit.com to get into the draw for that pair of Hoka One One running shoes. jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge is the URL to get to. You can also simply text the word jackrabbit to 44222, and I'll send you all the details back. That's jackrabbit to 44222, and I'll send you the details back right away. Coming up on today's podcast, we'll chat to Hayden Armstrong to find out a little bit more about his nutrition strategy when it comes to Ironman. It's time for the Coach's Corner, and our coach in the spotlight today is Frank Soul of Soul Swim Solutions. If you are looking for some help with your swim stroke, I can tell you Frank is the man. He has over 20 years experience as a premier swim tactician and triathlon coach for endurance athletes. He uses technique-driven swim coaching in working with pro triathletes, Kona qualifiers and age groupers, and easily adapts to an athlete's talents, personality and limitations. He recognizes your abilities to maximize your swimming potential by utilizing the essential elements in his ebook, The 10 B's of Triathlon Swimming. It's definitely worthwhile checking that out. Frank is a USAT level 2 triathlon coach, ASCA level 3 swim coach, US Masters swim coach, certified in World Open Water Swimming Association coaching, AFPA certified personal trainer, functional movement screening certified exercise professional, and certified nutrition and wellness consultant. Soul Swim Solutions offers a variety of online coaching services, including video stroke analysis with written workouts and drills to improve your swim performance and exceed your race day goals. So if the swim is your big concern, I'm telling you now, Frank Soul is your guy. Go check him out. The website to get to is soulswimsolutions.com. If you want to link directly through from the Kona Edge, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching, and you can get all the details you need there about Frank Soul. Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Nutrition's a massive part. I know it plays a big part in your racing and training as well. From a general nutrition perspective, how you approach day-to-day sort of things, what's your sort of approach to nutrition?
I've learned a lot over the years, but sort of my approach to nutrition is making sure it's a balanced diet, and making sure that you're getting enough carbohydrates in. And also, you know, don't sacrifice the stuff that you enjoy as well. But I look for key for me is being a balanced diet and making sure that when you finish your long endurance ride or your long run, that you're getting that fuel in, pretty well quickly after that event to make sure that your recovery is as best it can be.
From a training perspective, I mean, obviously it's preparation for race day. How do you approach a long training session from a nutrition point of view?
Long training session from a nutrition point of view is I'll just use the race nutrition that I'm using on race day, and I'll still employ the same tactic when I'm out there racing. So if I'm going to go for a long 2 hour run, I'll be taking a gel, you know, every 40 minutes, or I'll use my gels. You know, you'll pop one to it, 20 minutes before you start running, and then get out there and just have that consistency and use exactly what you've used in training is what you use on the race day, and making sure that you put in enough liquids as well.
You've mentioned a few times in our previous chats the word structure. Are you very structured with regards to your nutrition, particularly in training and racing? Are you a guy who works on the clock, that you go every 40 minutes or every 45 minutes, this is what I do?
Pretty much for racing, yeah. I've got a really structured approach, and it's taken a long time to get that approach, but I work with a nutritionist, and we've really dialed that down. And we've got a specific strategy for a 70.3 and a specific strategy for an Ironman race. And certainly the last week leading up into the race, it's a key strategy of making sure that you're eating the right food and you're getting the right amount of calories and carbohydrates in during that week.
Talk to me about the week build-up. What are some of the things you do, and what do you change from the normal day-to-day stuff?
Oh, look, the week's build-up is sort of getting back on some carbohydrates and making sure I'm getting appropriate intake of fluid into my body. And basically, you feel like you're just eating all week, but basically you're eating for a race. I don't have any breakfast pre-race. So I have nothing to eat. It just works for me. And what you've got in store in reserve is what you bring out on race day, and we've found that works perfectly for my body. But yeah, certainly taking on the correct amount of carbohydrates and getting that fluid mix in as well.
If you're not having breakfast for the race, obviously the night before is pretty important from a meal perspective. What do you generally do the night before a race, meal wise?
Yeah, generally the night before, I'll go out and have my last recovery, easy training set, come back and have some breakfast, and a breakfast will consist of, you know, a bowl of muesli and two bits of toast and some juice and a banana. And then middle of the day, the morning snack will be like a smoothie, and a power bar or a muesli bar or something like that. Lunch will be a couple of sandwiches with your choice of filling. A afternoon tea would be like a muffin or another power bar or something, and then dinners and pasta. Still taking on plenty of fluid during the day, and then your late night evening meal is always a couple of pieces of fruit toast with a bit of jam, and you're just about stuffed. And then you go to bed, have a good sleep, get up, and basically what you've put in reserve for that last 3 days is going to put you in good stead for the race.
Rock and roll time. Talk to me about that strategy, the race itself, your nutrition strategy for an Ironman.
Yeah, so a nutrition strategy for an Ironman is pretty much all gels. There is a little bit of solid that comes within that, but I'm on Hammer Nutrition, so I'm a couple of gels and a beetroot juice before the swim. And then once you're on the bike, you're into the Perpetuum, if you know it, which is your liquid calorie drink, and I'll have a consume a couple of biddens of that over the course of an Ironman, and making sure that I'm putting a gel in probably every hour or so on the bike there, and then having some banana or a sandwich at that pickup station during the bike. A little bit of solid isn't too bad for you, and I'll have something that's not sweet, maybe be fairly salty, the old tried and true Vegemite sandwiches or some rice cakes with a bit of Vegemite on them. They always go down pretty well. And then making sure that you fuel enough on the bike for the run. And then on the run, she's just gels and cola. And I normally have caffeine at the back end of the bike. And then, you know, my nutrition strategy is once you're on caffeine, you can't get off it. And then I'll stay on caffeinated gels for as long as I can stand them. And then probably the last 10 Ks to go on the race, basically anything that an aid station will give you to get over the line, I'm a big fan of taking. But, yeah, Coke, Powerade, water. But be careful in the race during the bike that you don't mix too much and get an upset tummy.
Absolutely. Well, Hayden, it's been awesome catching up. Thank you so much for your time here on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated. And best of luck in the upcoming events and what you've got planned. We look forward to seeing you racing on the Big Island once again soon.
Great. Thanks a lot. Appreciate your time. Good on you.
That's it for this edition of the Cone Edge, and thank you for listening all the way to the end, and I hope you enjoyed my chat with Hayden. But our winner today, and that's what you're holding on for, aren't you? Our winner today, the first winner in our contest, thanks to Jack Rabbit and Hoka One One. By the way, it is Hoka Month at jackrabbit.com. You can go check out the full range, and if you haven't checked out the Hoka One One range yet, they are fantastic shoes. So all the details on the website. You can also get into the draw to win a pair. All you have to do is head over to jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge. And our very first winner today, or this month, of the contest is Paul Turner. Paul, congratulations. You've won yourself a pair of Hoka One Ones. Congratulations. And yeah, there you go. Congratulations. I hope you enjoy those shoes. Let us know what you think of them, and I'll try and touch base with you later in the week just to say congratulations personally. So, Paul, thanks for listening, and thanks for entering the contest. If you're not in it yet, you have to be in it to win it. That's jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge, where you can get all the details, or simply text the word jackrabbit to 44222.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.